Welcome to Dante's Erotica. Revenge on the Bitch. 17,200 words by Dante X. The full story is 11 chapters. This sample recording is the introduction and chapters 1 and 2. Enjoy. Introduction. The first few years were fantastic and I truly thought I'd met the love of my life. She was a young, inexperienced 22-year-old stunner from Phuket in Thailand. Shy, attractive, university educated, in fact a girl anyone would be proud to take home to meet the family. However, after bringing her to the UK and introducing her to the Western lifestyle, giving her and her family security, a business and much more than they ever dreamed possible, she changed. I'm Carl, British born and bred, 42 and into crypto and forex trading online. Recently divorced and quite comfortable with a good income and a business I can operate from virtually anywhere. When I first met Dawn, I spent a year in Phuket, living and working out of hotels and apartments, setting her parents up with a profitable pig farming business, and to be honest, everything was looking fantastic. I even bought a stunning architect-designed house with a swimming pool that had the most incredible views over the ocean in Koh Tanoi, one of the most scenic locations I'd ever seen anywhere in the world. And all because I truly thought she loved me like I did her. Chapter 1. Living in the UK. The warning signs started to appear when we moved back to the UK. It wasn't straight away and took a few years, but she was spending all her time online, chatting with her friends on Facebook and other platforms. We were still making love, but it was more like once a week than the every morning and night, like when we first met him throughout the first year. What happened next was, she started meeting up with her friends every weekend and I was dropping her off and picking her up like a taxi driver, and in a nutshell, getting more and more confused and concerned as the months progressed. So one day I confronted her and suggested we go back to Thailand and live in our house in Phuket. She wasn't happy and I could tell from how she was talking. Her friends were advising her on how to milk me for everything I had. She was talking about extending and making the house in Phuket bigger, buying more land, even buying a house for her parents. However, at the time, I was still madly in love with her and when we did actually make love it was still amazing. But what I couldn't understand was, she used to invite some of her friends around occasionally, and they'd all get drunk and start flirting. Now, you have to understand, I'm a passionate guy and when you have several sexy drunk Asian girls rolling around on the floor, flashing their knickers, kissing and playing with you and your missus is encouraging you to do more. Well, on this particular occasion, two of them made some lame excuses to their husbands and ended up staying the night. Up in the bedroom, Dawn told them to lay next to me, one each side. They were kissing and unbuttoning my shirt, as she straddled me and was undoing my trousers. They had me stark bollocks naked in no time, giggling and groping my cock as Dawn sat back and watched them smiling. I thought to myself she was acting a bit strange, but I'd also had quite a few beers and was seriously enjoying myself. One of her friends started snogging me as the other was sucking and trying to deep throat my cock. I had a hand in her knickers and was fingering her as the other one was forcing her tongue in my mouth. To be honest, it was fucking amazing and as I slipped a finger in the anus of the one I was already fingering, she started doing the same to me. And fuck me. I nearly cum when she did that and could tell she was a dirty bitch. I can't remember her name as she was one of Dawn's newer friends and recently remarried. She was a bit older than the rest at 28, quite small and had a great body considering she was on her third husband and had several kids. I think she sensed I was close to shooting my load, so eased her finger out, sat up and pulled her knickers over then slid straight down on me. It was like her pussy was alive, it just sucked me in and she was riding me like a pro. The other one stopped trying to eat my face and sat up watching, which gave me a chance to look around the room to see what one was doing. I couldn't see her anywhere and the one fucking me was going wild. As I held her hips to stop her grinding down on me so hard, her friend was stripping off. Like most Asians, a perfect figure for her small size, stunning body and tiny little 32B tits with huge fucking nipples. Fuck me. I was in heaven, and when she straddled my face and let me lick between her legs, I'd totally forgotten about Dawn. Her tight little slit was so small and smooth with no protruding outer lips, totally hairless and looked like a teen. But she was probably 30-ish and also had a child from her new English husband. I also noticed the telltale scar across her stomach as most Asian girls have a cesarean as their pussies are so small. She'd only been married a year and was already playing away. She tasted absolutely delicious and as I parted her little bump cheeks and pushed my tongue in her anus, she let out this really long sigh. They were snogging and rubbing each other's pussies and the one fucking me was fingering her friend hard and fast. It was such a fucking turn on, I couldn't hold back and started ejaculating. This made her grind down harder, milking me with her pussy muscles like I'd never experienced before. The one on my face started jerking and coming, and as her creamy white juice oozed out, I lapped it up while she started moaning something excitedly and tie to her friend. So the sex side was great, but Juan was more into watching me play and make love to her friends than her. The following week it happened again. She joined in at the beginning but shortly after, left the room for several long periods of time, leaving me with her friends. I couldn't understand why, but after a while, I questioned one of her friends who told me she was chatting with another fucking guy on her phone. So over the next few weeks, we had several heated arguments and I told her, I was sick of her attitude and how she'd changed since coming to the UK, and was going to move back into the house I'd bought in Phuket. She wasn't happy to say the least, and we even discussed divorce, but almost everything I had was invested in the house, land and pig farm I'd bought for her parents. I eventually convinced her to give it a try, as I was already giving her a monthly allowance of £700 and she was still asking for more. Yet in Thailand, I was sure she could get by on less than half of that. So off we went and moved back to Thailand. Although I must admit, I did miss the fun and games with her very highly sexed friends, but I really thought, Duan would change and go back to being the beautiful young girl I fell in love with previously. Chapter 2. Moving back to Phuket. I couldn't fucking believe it. It was exactly the same in Phuket as when we were living in the UK. I'd be left at home most days as she went off to her mum's house or God knows where. She was running up her credit card as I'd cut back on her allowance, and many days, I'd have to ask her where she'd been as she was coming home so late. Not wanting to believe it could be other guys, I sort of accepted it when she told me she was with her family. It was about a month after we'd arrived back in Phuket that she told me, her sister Suta was having problems with her boyfriend and needed somewhere to live. They also had a baby, so I wasn't that keen, but as she was only 18 and he was a stupid drug-taking 21-year-old, I relented and let them move in. Suta was like a much younger version of Duan, very attractive but with a smaller petite body. During the evenings, I'd be doing my trading online and Duan would be out with her friends until late. At first Suta's boyfriend was always around, but after a couple of weeks, he would disappear for hours on end, out with his mates, and always came home drugged up or pissed out of his head. Then one day he didn't come back at all, and it took me weeks to come to terms with Suta's crying and Duan telling her to forget all about him. Duan was still going out most evenings, and I found out from her sister that she was seeing another guy. Apparently he was an American that she dated a few times before she met me. In the evenings, I used to let her sister sit with me in the lounge watching TV as I was trading, and when the baby was asleep she'd come back down and ask me all kinds of questions, and we seemed to get on really well. Now, I can't say I wasn't attracted to Suta, as she had an even better figure than Duan and was still only 18. But one evening, we had a huge row about the American guy, and Duan stormed out saying she needed her own space and, why didn't I sleep with her sister if I needed someone to make love to? I was really shocked she would try to push me onto her younger sister, but realized by then that Duan was obviously not in love with me, and there was absolutely nothing I could do about it, apart from walk away from everything I'd put into the house and her family in Thailand. That evening, Suta had put her baby to bed and had come down to talk to me. She'd heard the heated argument and knew I was upset and angry. She was wearing a pair of baggy blue shorts and a white t-shirt that was quite low-cut, and when she leaned forward, I could clearly see her sexy little tits and nipples. Now, I have to admit, she was such a sexy little thing, and I couldn't understand why her stupid boyfriend fucked off and left her with a 6-month-old baby. But looking back, it was probably because of the baby, as there were tens of thousands of single-parent girls in her situation in Thailand. Thai guys are renowned for getting them pregnant and simply walking away. Hence the girls love the idea of capturing a foreigner, who they see as a walking ATM machine and security for themselves and their extended family. Anyway, she was sitting on a step in the lounge opposite my desk, and I could see right up her shorts to her little pink knickers. She knew I was upset and tried to make conversation, saying her sister was probably in a bad mood. But when I asked her if Duan had any other boyfriends, she went all quiet. I decided to watch a movie and moved over to the sofa. Suta came over and sat next to me on the floor like she usually did, and from my position, I couldn't stop myself looking down her t-shirt at her little tits and nipples poking out. She was totally unaware, and I was so close, I could literally reach down into her t-shirt and caress them. I was getting more and more turned on, and the movie we were watching was about a girl having an affair. The love scenes were quite strong, and I could see Suta was getting increasingly embarrassed. But she then surprised me by giggling and saying, "Why is your cock getting hard? Is it the movie?" I looked down and she was staring at the tent in my shorts, so told her it wasn't the movie. It was her tits. She giggled again and realized I'd been looking down her top for the last 15 minutes. "Don't cover them up, Suta. They're really nice and I like watching you. But what about my sister? She replied. Yes. What about her? She doesn't seem to care about me and even told me I should play with you while she goes out with her friends or most likely boyfriends. Yes. I know understand why she do that. You do so much for her and buy this beautiful house. She said in her basic English. I agree, Suda. But you can't make someone love you. I truly loved her, but it's quite obvious. She doesn't love or care about me. She reached over and felt my cock through my shorts and said, can I see it? I couldn't believe what she said but replied, of course. She put her hand up the leg of my shorts and started feeling it, then gently stroking and squeezing. I stroked her hair and put my arm around her shoulder, caressing her arm, then reached down to have a feel of her little tits. She didn't stop me, so I continued caressing and twirling her nipples, and eventually she started to sigh. My cock was so fucking hard, it was about to explode. And she was pulling and squeezing it in such a way that if she didn't stop, I'd be shooting my load in my shorts. Can I take my shorts off, Suda? It'll be much more comfortable. She pulled her hand out, looking shy and embarrassed, but she was just as turned on as myself. I pulled my shorts down and off as she stared at my rock-hard erection. Why don't you come up here on the sofa, Suda? She lay next to me as I let her play with my cock. I had an arm around her and cupped her bottom as she rested her head on my chest. She looked so tiny laying next to me, but she had a baby and obviously been fucked senseless by her stupid boyfriend. As I slipped my hand inside her shorts and felt the wetness forming between her legs, she went down on me and was pulling me into her mouth. This made it easier for me to explore and finger her as I pulled her around, so she was almost in a 69. Take these off, Suda. I want to taste you. She stood up and pulled her t-shirt off, then peeled her shorts off, but just before she peeled little pink knickers off I said, no, leave them on, Suda. You look so sexy like that. She climbed back on and continued sucking and slurping on my extra hard erection. I held her little bottom, sucking and licking the gusset of her cotton knickers, making her squirm around on my face, then pulled them open and tasted her pussy for the first time. Staring at it as I pulled her little slit apart, exposing the pinkness, then delving back in with my tongue, licking and slurping and savoring her unique 18-year-old little pussy. Her juices were flowing into my mouth and I wondered if she'd peed herself, as there was so much, but it was too clear and sticky to be pee. Then as I worked on her clit, she jerked a few times as it must have been ultra sensitive, so I went back to eating her pussy. Holding her open was fucking amazing, and I don't remember ever having anyone so small on my face. I moved onto her anus, which made her jerk again, but this time held her still so I could show her the pleasures of analingus. She was obviously experienced in sucking cock and I didn't want to come just yet, so pulled her off and told her to turn around. Straddling me, I eased her down onto my throbbing manhood and held her still. I had to let my orgasm subside and started kissing her on her mouth. She seemed to really like that and was literally eating my face as I slowly eased her up and down. And because she'd had a cesarean, her pussy was still incredibly tight. How I didn't come immediately was only down to sheer willpower and holding her firm as she tried to buck up and down on me. I knew it was going to be impossible to hold back, so said, listen, Suda, your pussy is so nice and tight I'm gonna come, so don't worry when I come inside you. I had a vasectomy so I cannot give babies anymore, okay? She looked down at me and nodded, so I let go of her hips so she could ride me and get the best pleasure for herself, but being so inexperienced she had no rhythm. I grabbed her hips again and started fucking her deep and fast, pulled her head into my shoulder and held her firm as I shot my load deep inside her womb. She started trembling and jerking on top of me as she also went to the moon and back. As we lay still both hugging and panting, I thought about how different she was to Dwan. Still embedded in her pussy, I held her hips and eased her up and down a few times. I was still semi-erect and after a few more thrusts was coming back to life. This time we fucked for a good 15 minutes in various positions, her favorite being on her back with me in between her legs, kneeling up and holding one of her legs up as I fucked her pussy and rubbed her clit at the same time. Poor Suda was exhausted as she'd come at least 5 times and her clit was so sensitive. But before I let her get up, I had to have one more go on her pussy. It was all red and slightly gapping, but I made her hold her legs back as I delved in and ate her out one more time like a dog that hadn't eaten in a week. She came so hard, she passed out and I had to carry her up to her bedroom and left her to sleep on her on the bed. The following morning, I received an email from my credit card company saying Dwan had exceeded her £5,000 credit limit. I logged on and had a look at the transactions, thinking it must be a mistake as it was usually around the £1,000 mark. But on closer examination, she'd been using it several times a week since we were back in Thailand at a very expensive, £250 per night 5-star hotel. Then there were loads of smaller amounts from restaurants and various other establishments totaling £5,400 in the last month alone. I went absolutely fucking nuts, and when she came in complaining her card wasn't working, I took it away from her and told her the bank had blocked it. And when I confronted her about the hotels and all the other charges, she told me to shut up and stop acting like a cheap Charlie. So, we had another huge fucking argument and she stormed out slamming the front door. That's the end of the sample chapter. The whole book is 11 chapters and 17,200 words. And don't forget, you can read any of Dante's books with a 30-day, free trial on Amazon Kindle. Just click the links in the description. www.danteserotica.uk